Hello and welcome to the Maya Glitters Show. My name is Maya Glitters and I'm a kidpreneur, fashion blogger, kid fashionista, presenter, podcast host and content creator. I'm also the fashion editor for Coco Girl magazine. I run my own fashion blog for children that want to stay stylish and on trend. Don't forget to share my podcast with all your family and friends. Stay tuned! Hey everyone, it's Maya Glitters here. And today I'm really, really excited because I will be doing another one of my Instagram lives, and I'm going live with Alexis, who is a model. You may have recognised her as she has worked with so many brands, including Sports Direct, Maisonette, and so much more. So I'm really, really excited to be interviewing her and talking about what she likes to do. So I'm just going to add her now. Hi. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm good, thank you. What have you been doing today?
Today I've just been like being on a call with my friends and just like, you know, relaxing.
Yeah. So let's get straight into the first question. So what first got you into modeling?
Well, it was more like I was looking at this young model called Lay West, and she was like, she was like, I just felt like she looked so good, and I was like, maybe I could do that stuff. Like, my mom was very supportive and she was just saying like, yeah, you can do that.
Yeah,
so, yeah, why don't we just do it, let's try out of it.
Cool. So what was your first gig?
And my first gig was like Maisonette. It was really fun. It was very fun. It was very exciting because I was nervous because I didn't really know what to do. But it was like,
yeah. Really, yeah. How old were you?
I was still 11 because I started, you know, modeling. I've only started like 2 years ago.
So what's been your favorite destination your modeling career has taken you to?
Well, I haven't really been going anywhere. I've stayed in London now.
Yeah.
But in the future, once COVID is over, maybe I could like go to New York or like,
yeah,
like really cool and just like experience that, because that would be really fun.
Yeah, where would you really like to go? What would be your dream destination?
And my dream destination would definitely be in New York, because because there's like loads of different fashion shows there and all that stuff.
So yeah, really, yeah. So you were cast by Sports Direct and clothing brand Maisonette, as you mentioned earlier. Tell me more about the process and how you got into it.
Well, my mum just like, you know, it was like really shocking when I first heard it. So obviously my agency, like, they were just, they were like, oh, we need to like have some different ones for Christmas. And then my mum just like came in the room really excited, and she was like, oh my gosh, guess what, you're gonna be in Direct, so exciting. And then I was just like, oh wow. And then like really excited to tell my friend, but I didn't yet until like I had a confirmation that I was actually going to. So I was really excited, and it was just like, it was for 2 days, it was really exciting, and we got to go. It was just like a mum and daughter like day. It was like really fun and just like having spending time.
Yeah, everywhere. That sounds really, really fun. So that was your sort of starting point.
Yeah.
So you started because of like a casting call. How did you find out about it?
Like, my mum just used to like look at different kind of models and different kind of stuff, because she kind of that one day that something would happen and something like maybe I could try to do modeling and it would be fun.
Yeah,
like came across Soleil West, she realized, wait, she's like 12 whatever how old she is, and she's like young, and like I could do that too, like everyone can.
I think it's really good to see role models who are your age as well, because it makes you think, oh, they're not an adult, I don't have to wait till I'm an adult, I can actually do it now.
Yeah.
So what's your favourite thing about modelling?
My favourite thing about modelling is just like your friends seeing your face on like somewhere in like,
yeah,
like anywhere in a shop, and it's like really fun. It's just like, it's like the like the Sports Direct. Oh my gosh, my friends were so excited. Like really, yeah, fun. My face on a website, and it was just like really fun. Yeah
just that sense of achievement to see that you've actually done something must be just so amazing. I know Soleil West is one of your inspirations. When I interviewed her, she was talking to me about her own aspirations. What are some of yours? Who do you look up to, and what are your goals?
Well, I do look up to my mum and family, because they're,
yeah,
out of everyone, also my friends especially.
Yeah.
They're all very supportive, and they really help me like try and like, yeah, do something with my life and be able to do all this stuff that is leading, yeah, me happy for them, because they're really supportive.
Yeah, that's really nice. So far throughout your career, your outfit, I've looked to your Instagram, they're incredible. Do you get to keep any of them?
Well, some of them, no, because of COVID, obviously, but
yeah,
me and my mum, when we do go out, because some of the places are pretty far, so when, yeah, we do loads of like shops and stuff like that, we try to find similar stuff like that,
yeah, like, yeah,
you know, get different stuff like that, because we really love those, and we can,
yeah,
it all like dress up place or whatever, and it's going to be really like, that's where we usually get all my clothes from, like,
yeah. So on the topic of fashion, let's get into the fashion section. So what's your favourite item in your entire wardrobe?
My favourite outfit is, I love like flares. Like,
oh my gosh, yeah, I love them.
I don't know why, but I'm obsessed with them. Like, my mum says, wear different jeans, but like, I'm like, no, I want to wear flares. Then my second, I just really love this top. It's like a turtleneck. It's like,
oh yeah, it's so cute,
and it's, I really love it, and it's really fluffy, and it's good for the winter, so I really, this is my favorite.
Yeah, how do you tend to style it? So I know you probably wear it with those jeans, but what else do you layer? Or
sometimes I wear like my roller skates, because I just, skates like are really good, like to, yeah, wear.
Nice. And it gives off that sort of retro vibe.
Really love that vibe. I sometimes I wear jewelry and all that stuff to just make it look more like nice and like cute, so yeah
I love that. So what do you think will be trending in 2021 and beyond?
I think, I don't know, like, you know how like there's visco girls or like e-girls,
yeah,
or, like,
yeah,
maybe there'll be like another version of that or something
like, yeah, that. I think a new aesthetic might come in as well. That'd be cool.
Yeah, I think that will happen, because that's happened throughout all the years.
Yeah. So what items do you think will be particularly trendy?
Well, I really, really love this item called a hoodie.
And oh, yeah.
It's like a hoodie and like a blanket mixed together, and it's so...
Oh, I think I've seen them.
Yeah, so I really hope that's like new trending, because I really love that, especially for the winter and like Christmas.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so I think
that's... Yeah, my next question was going to be, what do you think will be trending in Christmas 2020 and also beyond?
Maybe some new, like, gadget of, like, doing, like, with, like, being cozy, or maybe just something to do with being cozy and just being nice.
Yeah.
You know?
Because I know with me, my favourite item this winter definitely has to be this. You might have seen it in some of my reels on my TikToks, but it's basically this fluffy jumper. And I just really, really love it. I think it looks really cute, and it's also great if you layer it over something else. Like, you can have a really basic outfit, for example, a plain t-shirt and a pair of jeans, but then if you just put that on top, it just gives it a whole nother, you know, look. It's really cool.
Like, really cozy and fluffy, because it's like really...
Yeah. Fun. Yeah, I think that's... Yeah, I think it's going to be really trendy this year as well. So what are some essentials you think everyone should have in their closets? Everyone.
Maybe like, I don't really know, like, I'm just looking around, you know, what you have. Maybe you could have like more hoodies, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, just like, again, keep you very warm.
Yeah, I think everyone needs one of those.
baby needs like something for everyone, like every season, because
something that you can just be worn through everything.
Yeah,
I think everyone needs at least one oversized scarf, because I know at the moment I've just been looking everywhere and they just keep popping up everywhere. And I also really like berets, like I've noticed they're just everywhere at the moment, and loads of really bright colors as well. I just really love them at the moment.
Yeah, I love them too. I've got like loads of scarves, and I get like all stuff by Mark or like, you know, other places.
Yeah, that's so cool. So as a model and fashionista, how do you organize your wardrobe? Do you do anything in specific? Do you maybe put all the denim next to each other, or how do you organize?
Well, I try to like keep it in order, but sometimes it just gets messy because I'm, you know,
yeah,
lazy. But I do keep, because I've got like a wardrobe and like another thing, so I usually have like outfits, nice like professional like outfits up the top, hanging up, so you know, like all my other stuff at the bottom, and then like all nice other clothes like t-shirts and all that stuff. So I just kind of keep it like in order by like the category.
Yeah, so like the type of clothing.
Yeah,
so all like t-shirts together, all dresses there. Yeah, that's what I basically do. Yeah. So what shops do you normally buy from?
I usually buy from Primark, like Zara and all that stuff, you know, like those, like,
yeah
I get some nice.
Yeah, so I know Brandy Melville. Have you seen the brand? It's all over TikTok. It's really trending at the moment. Do you have anything from there? Have you purchased from there before?
Like this top right now.
Oh, yeah. I love that vest. I really, really love them.
Yeah, so I went like a couple, I think it was like a couple weeks ago. I went with my mum. It was like
after. Yeah.
Yeah, so I went with my mum and we went for like a whole entire shopping spree.
Really. Yeah.
Excited, like everyone was queuing up to go there, and we finally
got it. It seems really cute because I love those sweater vests, because I think they're really cute, especially for autumn slash winter slash these times, because they can be like laid, and I love the way you put it over like
the
top. Yeah, and I also like how some people layer it with, like, you know, turtlenecks. I think that's really cool.
I love it. Really cute.
Yeah. So what's your favorite designer?
Well, like there's designers that like I would buy from, like Zara. I really like Zara.
Yeah.
But designers that I wish I could buy. Like, yeah, you know, now Gucci and all that stuff, but I'm not obviously gonna buy it. I don't but like I really love that. I would love to buy in the future something from there. So yeah.
Yeah.
But, Zara or Primark, something
What advice would you give to children who want to be models and want to be successful in the fashion industry like you have? What advice would you give to them?
I would just give them to just like be yourself. Don't be anyone, don't just pretend to be anyone that like that, just don't be like, don't be pretend to be anyone, just be yourself, and always believe that you can do something, even though you other people might bring you down. Know that you can achieve something in life, and whatever you want to do, you can do it.
Yeah, that's so inspirational, like, and it's so true as well, because everyone always says, oh yeah, don't let anyone bring you down, but you actually really have to not let anyone bring you down, because like if someone's like, you can't do it, you're too young, just keep going, because that's all you have to do, just keep persevering.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as we're coming towards the end of this interview, I'm going to ask our viewers, if you've got any questions, just feel free to put them in the chat now, and Alexis will answer them. So let's just see if we get any questions. Any questions, just feel free to pop them in the chat now, and Alexis will answer them. Alexis, what is your favorite food?
My favorite food is I love mac and cheese. I like pasta, mac and cheese, or like spaghetti bolognese or something like that, you know? Or pizza.
Same, can't go wrong.
Yeah,
let's see if we've got any more questions. Oh, we've got one more. How did you find your agents?
Well, my mum was just like looking around. My mum kind of like, we just tried to like take pictures and try and then like put them on Instagram or send them to different kind of, like different kind of things. And then finally one picked up, that was Raymond Robbins.
Yeah.
And did, and we were really pumped and really excited. And I'm actually, what is this gonna take me? Like, where am I gonna get from this? So
So how long have you actually been with an agent?
For 2 months, but hopefully being longer and doing
more. Yeah. So before that, you were getting all the gigs like by yourself, just emailing brands. Wow. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So we have another question from @lovelovelive0101. What high-end designer would you most like to walk for?
Ooh, I would love to walk for like Gucci maybe, or like Chanel, you know, something.
Yeah.
I would love to do something like that because it would be really like fun and just like, you know.
Yeah.
I would love to.
Next, where do you hope to be in the next 5 years?
I hope to be in the next 5 years at least a well-known model. Or at least somewhere like having a nice house, you know, spending time with my mom, trying to get more, hopefully I would have like had more experience and be more well known and so I'd love to like that would I hopefully that would be the next 5 years.
Yeah, that sounds like a great dream. Next question, Alexis, are there any supermodels you would like to have the same career as?
I would love to have the same career as Soleil West or Naomi Campbell because they're big stars, and I would love to have that as like live their dream, and I'll be like, wow, that is like that's a life that I would love to live.
Yeah. Just quickly, for anyone that has joined, we're currently doing a Q&A session. So just put any questions you have in the chat and Alexis will answer them. Next question, Alexis, what is your dream model shoot?
I don't actually know. Like, maybe, again, like, you know, Gucci and all that stuff, but maybe, like, Chanel. I think Chanel.
Yeah.
They have really, like, cute kind of, like, fashionista, like, styles or, like, something that would, like...
Yeah.
You would be able to like try and like kind of keep the clothes or like, you know, just like other stuff, you know, it's like it would be really cool.
I agree. I love that stuff as well. Next question, what is your agent's handle? Is it okay if I put that in the chat?
Okay, yeah.
So that's @RayandRobbins.
Okay.
Next question after that, just gonna put @RayandRobbins. Next question after that, we've got, did you book Sports Direct independently or was it like after you got your agent?
It was like, that was like my first ever agent. Like it was just like, that was like my first ever. I was very like surprised that I would actually get booked. I thought it was like, get booked, just probably have to wait next year or whatever. Or I'll probably have to keep trying and stuff like that. But I actually like kept going and my mom, like we actually finally got an agent and we finally like did it, so
Next question, what has been your biggest motivation?
My biggest motivation is my mum and my friend, well, one of my best they both have just been so like happy and just like so exciting. And my stepdad, they all have just been like very supportive, and my nan, all my family have been my best motivation because they've really just been saying, you can do this, you can do this, well done, you can do this. And it's like,
It's the absolute same here. I think it's really important to have just like that group of people who always know that you can do it. Like if you're upset or if you think you can't do it, that it's just really nice to have someone or a group of people in your case and my case that just keep pushing you and keep telling you you can do it. Next question. Wow, we've got a lot. Alexis, are there any shoot destinations you would like to go on? I think you've kind of covered this, but if you'd like to repeat it, you can.
New York and just like any LA especially. Oh yeah, and that somewhere in America that's just like, and Paris, actually Paris,
Yeah, it's beautiful.
is because they've got a lot of fashion like shows and all the fashion walks and all this, so I'd really love to go there.
Next question. Do you practice poses and walking at home, or does it come naturally to you?
Well, like it comes naturally, but I'm trying to get used to, as I'm still young, I'm trying to still get used to trying to practice different faces, different movements, trying to
Yeah.
actually like get somewhere and have like professional like different kind of posing and all this stuff, so that would help me like much more.
Yeah.
I'm trying to like just take that bit out of the day to try and practice faces and movements.
Yeah. Next question. Would you like to do a Kids London Fashion Week?
I
Wow.
love to do a kids fashion week because it actually is sounds so cool. I've known so many, I know loads of people have done it, but I would love to do it, and it would be so much fun just trying
Yeah.
at new experience in life. It'd be so much fun.
Yeah. Let's see. Are there any more questions? If you have any questions, just feel free to pop them in the chat for the last couple of minutes. We'll be answering a couple more for Alexis. Let's see if there are any questions. I don't think there are any more questions. So, just quickly to end this little interview, I have a bit of a tradition where I do some quick fire questions. So, it's basically this or that. You answer whichever one you like the most. Number one, dresses or jumpsuits?
Dresses, but they have to be kind of like not fluffy ones.
Yeah. Headphones or AirPods?
AirPods.
Fairy lights or tinsel?
Fairy lights, because they're cute.
Yeah, they're so aesthetic. TikTok or Instagram?
TikTok, I love TikTok.
Christmas pudding or mince pies?
Christmas pudding.
Yeah, sweet. Pom-pom key rings or pom-pom hairbands?
Pom-pom key rings, yeah.
Same. I just noticed we've got one more question from Fade Say. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. Would you like to go into acting too?
Yes, I would love to go into acting because I do a little bit of acting and this little like at Beck's Youth Theatre,
Yeah.
but like obviously because of COVID, we haven't really been able to do anything
Yeah.
usually do. So I
Yeah.
love one day to be able to do like a propping, like amazing, like
Yeah.
really big, like maybe even like a show on Netflix or something like that.
Yeah. That would be really cool. I mean, I've always wanted to be get into acting as well, because it would be really cool to get a Netflix original. Like, if I was an actress and I was doing that full time, that would be my dream as well. Okay. Thank you so much for letting me interview. Also, for the viewers, if you have any more last minute questions, just feel free to pop them in the chat now. Thank you so much for letting me interview, Alexis. It was so fun. I've had so much fun.
Awesome. It's been really cool to be able to have a first interview in like ever, and it was nerve-wracking, but to be honest, like kind of really fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Bye.
Right, bye.